السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله. Last year we had commenced a series on the أسماء الحسنى, the great names of Allah تبارك وتعالى, the beautiful names of Allah. But we had only completed a few names up to Al-Fattah by the conclusion of Ramadan last year. And I thought it appropriate that we continue this year, inshallah, with the same series which we had titled last year, Know Your Allah. And I had explained last year that the Asma'ul Husna are not only for us to recite in a melodious voice or to listen to its recitation by various reciters. The more you learn about each name of Allah, the more you learn about Allah. And the more you know about Allah, the better you can connect with Allah, the better you can worship Allah. So the first from the Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah that we commence with this year, is the name Al-Aleem. Allah is that being who is all-knowing, meaning the outward, the inward, the open, the hidden, the past, the present, the future. Nothing is hidden from Allah. If you look at even the hearts of the creation, what you're thinking, what's in your heart, which has not even come on your tongue, the person sitting right next to you would not know what you're thinking, what's in your heart, but Allah knows it. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. There's nothing in the heavens or in the earth that is hidden from Allah. Not even to an extent of an atom. An atom is something which you cannot see with the naked eye. You need a microscope to see it. If you want to see it, even that is not hidden from Allah. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says, I am aware of whatever happens in the heavens and the earth. Allah's knowledge is such that Allah is aware of whatever happens in the heavens and the earth. In the day, in the night, there is no situation that Allah is not aware of. يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهَرَكُمْ. Allah says, I know what you hide, I know what you make apparent, and I know what you earn, better than you know what you earn. To understand, to some extent, this sifat and quality of Allah known as Al-Aleem, we look at the famous dua of a Bedouin. The dua starts off praising Allah. يَا مَنْ لَا تَرَاهُ الْعُيُونَ وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الظُّنُونَ وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ وَلَا تُغَيِّرُ الْحَوَادِثِ. That, oh, that being whose eyes cannot see, whose minds cannot fathom, whose praises we cannot fully praise, whose vicissitudes of time does not change. And then he starts talking about Allah's knowledge. يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ. Allah is such that Allah knows the weight of a mountain. Allah knows the weight of a mountain. I don't think we can gauge the weight of a hill that's outside of Malaysia. وَمَكَاهِيلَ الْبِحَارِ. Allah knows the extent of the water in the ocean. وَعَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ. Allah knows the extent of every raindrop. Allah knows the count of every raindrop. It's raining. If we go outside, just take one puddle and come with all the cell phones and the calculators. I don't know if we'll be able to do it, and even if we will, how long it will take us. Allah knows the quantity of every raindrop. وَعَدَدَ وَرَقِ الْأَشْجَارِ. And Allah knows the exact number of every leaf on every tree. Just the leaves of the trees surrounding this masjid, it will be an effort beyond us to count how many leaves there is on every tree. وَعَدَدَ مَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ وَأَشْرَقَ عَلَيْهِ النَّهَارِ. Allah knows the count of everything that the night settles on and everything that the day rises on. لا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرضا أرضا. There is no one heaven that can conceal another heaven from Allah, nor one earth that can conceal another earth. ولا بحر ما في قعره. There is no ocean that can conceal before Allah what is in its depths. You know, at that depth of the ocean where you can't even see, Allah knows exactly every detail of what's happening there. وَلَا جَبَلَ مَا فِي وَعْرِ. There is no mountain that can hide what is within its caves from Allah. Al-Aleem, that being that knows everything, nothing escapes him. So that is just some description given in that dua of the Bedouin when he's praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We leave it at that juncture for today, inshallah, and we'll continue tomorrow.